City of the show, you can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN. This would be my walk-up music. It's one of my favorite songs of all time.
You strutting and you tight jeans?
Me strutting, yeah. Step by step down the sidewalk.
Oh, this is a white suit type of a song.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I thought you were about to say it was a white song.
No. This song crosses all racial lines.
Yeah, I think so.
This would be your walk-up, huh?
I think so. I mean, you won't find a better intro groove.
Love
than
the
that.
Bee Gees.
That whole double album is fantastic. I mean, every song made is on the radio.
Fact.
I think Disco Inferno is probably my favorite.
It's all good.
Oh, yep. Overrated.
Come no on. Way.
Come on, Adam, Chris. Know, Chris is just shooting his mouth up. I just have no idea what he just said.
I'm just saying stuff.
Mando, God, Chris is such a millennial participation trophy. You know it's like a joke, Mando, right?
And you also know we like to take care of our listeners, right? That's a good thing.
It's okay, Mando.
Green Falcon.
We're okay.
Will Chris's participation trophy be just a piece of metal?
I like it. You get a scrap of metal.
Wow.
That's all that we're playing for, a hunk of metal.
Or $75 in gift certificates.
Yeah, that's more valuable.
Later on, we'll play Wikipedia for some MoBucks. And coming up in a few moments, we'll have our pigskin picks for the weekend, week number three of the XFL.
That's exciting.
Well, Chris is it's exciting for Chris because he's not been eliminated yet by week three.
He's back in it. We're all tied.
Right in the hunt.
He's right in it. All right, before we get our rundown, can we update our Twin Peaks Twitter poll? We put something out there because there's a big fight this weekend between Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury.
Yep, so when you host a pay-per-view fight, according to our Twin Peaks Twitter poll at 99.3 ESPN Radio, when you host a pay-per-view fight, watch party at your home, do you charge friends for the fight or just have them bring food over? 74.7% bring some food. 25.3% charge for the fight.
Chris, you're in the minority.
Chris
there.
Does both.
Chris says, yeah, you're pitching in and you're bringing beer.
Bring wings and bring me booze.
No. Don't bring me booze. I've got my booze.
Chris has the booze covered.
Chris has his booze covered. Don't come over to my house and expect to be mooching off of my bottle.
You're the host.
I am the host.
You should have beverages available for all, at least one round.
You ever heard chicken house rules?
No.
Chicken house rules?
Yeah.
What, is that like BYOB?
No, that's like, this is my house. This is my rules. We're going to play by the way I want to play. If not, get your crap and leave.
How many people are you bringing over?
Just two others.
Are your kids with you this weekend? Or did you pawn them off?
Somewhere? No, they're with the other parents.
So,
of course they're with me.
So if I came over...
No, I mean, not the other parents. I was wondering if maybe you pawned them off at an in-law or something.
Yeah,
because
it's their mom's weekend.
This fight's going to be after midnight, and you guys are going to be loud and drinking and rowdy. Wake up the children.
We won't be loud.
It's still 50-50. You don't make it.
We won't be loud.
Yeah, and that's the other issue. You're bringing people over just to make sure you stay awake.
That is it. That's precisely the reason I've invited people over. I've got this nasty habit of being able to stay awake for the free part of fights, UFC included. Yeah. And then I purchase it, and there's something about that $60 to $80 charge on my credit card instantly makes me go to sleep.
You black out. That's hilarious. All right, let's do this. It's time for a SportsCenter rundown. We got Pigskin Picks next. Here's Chris.
The Florida Everblades are back in action tonight at Hertz Arena. They are hosting the Icemen of Jacksonville. That game starts at 7:30. You can check out the game on 770 AM WJBX. Former Houston Astros pitcher Mike Fiers told the San Francisco Chronicle yesterday that he has received death threats after exposing the Astros' 2017 sign-stealing scheme. And doubleheader on ESPN tonight starts at 8. OKC hosts the Nuggets, followed by the Pelicans at Portland.
Driveway Social Club says you're cheap. Basically, the chicken house referred to somebody who's cheap.
Tight-ass rules.
Oh, I wasn't going to say that on the radio.
Why?
But
I'll stop it.
I mean, yeah, I guess. That's fair.
305, Chris is worse than grumpy old man.
No. Let's not be mean about it.
239, Chicken House Rules. Is that a millennial thing?
Is it? Maybe it is. I don't know. I thought that was a kind of a common phrase, like when you're playing beer pong with your buddies and you're at their house, like the rules of beer pong vary slightly.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Is it bounce two cups? Is it bounce balls back? Is there death cup? Are we playing island where three other cups have to be touching, or can it just be two other cups touching?
What's death cup?
A death cup is when you've already made the cup. And, like, the opponent's holding the cup.
Yeah.
And instead of shooting for the cups that are on the table, you go for the cup that's in their hand because they haven't finished their beer yet because they're a sissy.
Yeah.
And if you make that cup, game over. They have to drink all the beer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, death cup.
But then there's no beer left for you.
Yeah, but then you just re-rack it and balls back and let's play. You know?
Hockey Smell has texted in. He says, hopefully Ron doesn't play Wikipedia as caller number 9 later on. Remember, Ron yesterday had trouble
with
sports.
Yeah. Well, today's boxing.
But a regular listener, I think today's even a more difficult topic for the average guy. Come on. People can be football experts and basketball experts. There aren't
a lot of Craig Sheemans running around out there.
Well, especially
there's
recent.
Not a lot of boxing experts out there. I'm sorry.
Not to pay attention to it now. But I don't know what the questions are.
They're not like expert level questions. There's one question in there that you'd be like, I kind of follow the sport and I didn't even know that. Just one, and that's Pete's question.
Okay. Good.
So stick it. We're all good.
It's fine. Iowa Hawkeye. Hey guys, you watched the Hawkeye game last night. They look pretty good. Do you think they have a chance to go far in the tournament? Do you think Luka Garza is good enough to
play in the
game? Look, if you've listened to this show, you know how much I love Luka Garza. He's my favorite player. One of my top three.
Probably
your
second favorite player behind Malachi Flynn
from San Diego State. Those two guys. And yes, Iowa, I think, can go far in the tournament. I love their style. I wish they'd do a little bit better on the road sometimes, but that's true for a lot of
teams. I was glad they lost to Bloomington last week, but Luka.
That's everybody this year.
No, I know.
Everybody this year. They hit
a
road.
A player like him, though, he is an awesome talent. I love watching him play.
I know I came in here the next day and touted the Indiana win over Luka and Iowa, but.
He's been pretty good.
Well, what I also didn't.
But he had 38 points and 12 rebounds,
He was their entire offense, but here's the thing. I think they were down to 7 players that night. I really didn't mention that on the air.
He fouled out on, was that Saturday? He fouled out on a cheap call.
Really? Yeah.
Really cheap call. He was livid as well. I think Iowa still won the game.
Yeah.
Huh. It was a baby foul. Not even a foul, just a little contact.
303 says, hashtag death cup. He knows what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Love the death cup.
All right. Are we ready for some fun? It's Friday.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Driveway Social Club just sent me a gift of an IU flag. Thank you. Appreciate that. Had to open it up, though. Time now for the Pigskin Picks for the XFL. 4 more games this weekend. A recap of the records. Well, it's easy.
We're all
4-4 against the spread. It is time for week 3. Are you ready, gentlemen?
Yes.
The Houston Roughnecks are on the road for the Tampa Bay Vipers home opener in Tampa. Disappointing start for the 0-2 Vipers so far. Houston 2-0. Houston a 6.5-point favorite in this one. And I, Craig Sheeman, see no reason to buck the trend here. Houston can score. Tampa cannot. Very simple. Houston will win. Houston will cover the 6.5. Give me the Roughnecks all the way.
Well, big plays on both sides of the ball that carried the undefeated Roughnecks, right?
Right.
Through the first 2 weeks. Venturing on the road for the first time, though. No test for the West leaders. June Jones says, got to be able to win on the road.
Fact.
Quarterback P.J. Walker, wide receiver Cam Phillips have earned the first 2 Star of the Week awards, respectively. Vipers stink. Only 1 touchdown in 2 games.
Pretty bad.
They traded for wide receiver S.J. Green, a longtime CFL standout. Didn't know that. Aaron Murray out with a foot injury. He won't play.
Georgia ceiling 5.
Taylor Cornelius, Quinton Flowers, they've struggled. Devion Smith and Jacques Patrick ranked in the top 5 in running.
Who are you taking?
But this team stinks right now. I'm with you. I got to go with Houston. I'm sorry. Go with Roughnecks.
All right.
-6.5. Could I go Houston?
Chris, are you flipping the dime? You flipping a dime, or are you making a real pick here?
Bad news, everybody. I've lost my dime.
Do you have any coins?
So we're on to the penny this week.
All right.
A heavier coin.
This is an official 1993 U.S. penny.
93, great year.
Penny.
Costs more to make it than what it's actually worth. But anyway.
Fact.
I like what you guys have said about Houston. The coin does not. The coin's going Vipers.
Maybe you get lucky with the 6.5.
Maybe. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for at this point, because I would go Houston. That's the way I would go.
Okay. I like it. Next! The 1-1 Dallas Renegades at the 1-1 Seattle Dragons.
Big game.
Big game!
Two Dragons.
Two Dragons?
It's a line from Starsky and Hutch. Don't worry about it.
The movie or TV
movie.
Series?
You never saw the TV
movie.
Series.
I think the Dallas Renegades are a decent football team. They're 1-1. Bounced back with a nice win in week 2 on the road at LA. 25-18. On the road against the Seattle Dragons. I don't think Seattle's that good from what I've been able to see. Nice uniforms. Give them that.
Found the dime.
Dallas.
Promise.
You want to flip again?
I kind of do, yeah.
Dallas is a 4-point favorite in this game. Give me Dallas. Give me the win. Give me cover in the 4. Dallas Renegades.
Well, return of Landry Jones, remember, the most recognizable name in the league, backed up Ben Roethlisberger last year. Came in for Ben Roethlisberger last year. It wasn't perfect, 3 turnovers, but he did right the ship, right? Posted a single game league best, 305 passing yards, and a touchdown in the win at the Wildcats. The Dragons grinded out their first win last week. Now, the Vipers, think about this, running almost 20 more plays and gaining 90 more yards than the Dragons. A huge goal line standoff plus 3 turnovers buoyed Seattle's D. Linebacker Steven Johnson, outstanding, tied for the league in tackles. But I got to go with the Renegades here because of Landry Jones. Tough call, but I'm going Jones, and I'm going Dallas Renegades -4.
So you guys both picked Dallas, right?
Yeah.
Once again, and just so everybody knows, I did reflip my first pick.
Yes.
Also heads. Everybody knows heads is home, so Tampa Bay's the play.
So, okay, right. So are we going penny or dime now, Chris?
I'm going dime because the dime gave me 3-1 last week and against the spread. Pretty dime close speech. To 4-0, actually.
Sure.
But once again, the dime says the home team is going to cover Seattle plus the 4 points. They lose on a late field goal. How about that?
Okay. On to the Sunday games of the XFL. The New York Guardians at 1-1 on the road at the St. Louis Battlehawks. Huge point spread. Get your attention here. Battlehawks, 10-point favorites. Guardians did not score last week.
They're terrible.
They are terrible. But the 10, that's a lot of points out there.
In professional football, it is.
Now, normally, you know, home field advantage is worth 3. But you know what they say in the XFL? Home field advantage is worth 10.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So I am going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say that Seattle wins, and Seattle covers the 10.
Seattle?
He saw STL and thought Saint Louis.
St. Louis covers 10. My bad.
Guardians, the quote of the week, the interview of the week was Matt McGloin, who was benched after an erratic start, came off the field and said, "Our whole game plan stinks."
It was spectacular.
It was great audio.
Beautiful. So a bounce back showing on the road by McGloin, who's expected to start, would calm the waters. New York has only allowed 3 touchdowns, tied for the fewest in the league. Battlehawks? St. Louis is buzzing. People are talking.
People are talking.
Counting on a large. By the way, in Seattle, they had 30,000 last week. Are counting on a large.
30,000?
Yeah, in Seattle.
Oh, the Dragons.
Battlehawks are counting on a large and rowdy crowd for their home debut at the Dome. 1-1 road split in Texas. Promising. Head coach Jonathan Hayes, he's planning to clean up despite scoring 6 touchdowns. Good for 3rd in the league. St. Louis has yet to make a conversion. But I am going to go with a hometown team. And the St. Louis Battlehawks, because I think McGloin stinks. I don't think it's going to get any better. I think it's a team that's falling apart. Battlehawks in a blowout. At home, in a raucous crowd.
Chris, what does the dime say?
A lot of points to be laying for a team that can't convert extra points. It's a numbers game at this point. 10 points, we're going to need to convert on some of these PATs. Maybe.
Until the dime says to...
That's assuming New York scores.
Oh, yeah, right.
Remember last week, Sean, on Valentine's Day? We did the whole Valentine's Day thing. And then he said...
Big New Yorker.
Really expecting a lot from the Guardians this year.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry, Sean.
Please.
Sean's having a rough week. Let's lay
off. Yeah, hopefully got better.
You're right.
Go at this time.
Agrees with you two. St. Louis, the Battlehawks, the home team. That's the play here.
All right. Very good. The late afternoon game on Sunday. That'll get all the ratings. I don't know what network it's on. We got the D.C. Defenders at the Los Angeles Wildcats. D.C. is 2-0. The Wildcats stink. They're 0-2. D.C. is an 8.5-point favorite in this game. I'll tell you what.
This game's on FS1.
All right.
6 o'clock Sunday.
Oh, catch the fever. DC's averaging 29 points a game, fellas. They are on a roll. They have no problem scoring. LA, by the way, averaged about 18 points a game. That's an 11-point difference. I'm going with those averages to cover the 8.5. I'm going to take DC to win and cover.
Well, the Defenders hit the road first time with a long trip west. XFL passing leader, Cardale Jones. Cardale Jones, 511 yards, 4 touchdowns. Graded out as the best QB by Pro Football Focus in each of the first 2 weeks. Defensive end Anthony Johnson also coming back.
PJ Washington.
Quarterback Josh Johnson returned to the lineup last week, remember? Passing grade 79.9, was second only to Jones. Johnson threw 196 yards, 2 touchdowns against Dallas. However, the Wildcats have given up 8 touchdowns, the most in the league. Again, D.C. Defenders. D.C. gets it done. They cover easily. Go, D.C.
Chris, what does the coin say?
Well, first I'd like to break it down, Craig.
All right.
Los Angeles has the worst color scheme in the league.
Yeah.
Red and yellow. Yeah. They look like a walking box of French fries from McDonald's.
All right, right.
Their mascot, worst in the league. Wildcats.
Wildcat?
You got a lot of quirky names out there.
Yeah.
Wildcats gets lost in the shuffle. In a league filled with vipers and roughnecks and dragons, how am I expected to care about the Wildcats here?
Right.
I think that's a valid point. Okay. Not enough people are talking about that nationally.
Okay.
However,
yes.
Josh Johnson, this is the dime talking now. Josh Johnson going to continue to improve. The Wildcats, the vanilla ice cream of the XFL, is going to cover the 8.5-point spread. All home teams for me this week.
How about
all that? All home teams.
Well, Pete and I picked the same on all 4 games, so we will have the same record. So
you guys went all favorites, just so you know.
We're a bunch of front runners over here.
Just going to go with the...
So, Chris, you were different on...
3.
3. So you will either have a 3-game... No.
No, there's so
you'll
many
either
things.
Have a
yeah,
one
no.
game. You'll either have a 1-game lead or you'll be 1 game back. Am I right?
No.
No.
No, you're not.
My
math right.
is horrible. Could you be 3 games out by the end of Sunday?
Yes, that's I could it, be. That, okay. Yes, yeah. I could be.
If or you guys, could have a 3-game lead.
Yeah. If you guys go 4-0, I will be 3 games back.
Okay. Gotcha. Thanks for settling the math.
I didn't think it was... Good. Or I could go 0-4, more likely scenario. You guys can go 3-1.
Yeah.
And...
You just never know.
Right. The St. Louis, New York Guardians game is the only one that doesn't matter this
week.
We
won't be tied, though, at the end of next week.
Well, you and Craig will be.
We will be.
We could be.
Chris will assume his usual position at the bottom.
I'll make a sandwich bet with you guys right now that you two are tied next week.
No.
All right. Very good. All right. That'll do it. I think we're locked and loaded and ready to go. Don't forget, before the hour is up, another contest for you, the listener, with Wikipedia. It will be boxing trivia. Big fight tomorrow.
Nice.
Actually,
huge fight.
Actually, it's Sunday, isn't
it? I'm very intrigued.
Sunday morning.
Yeah, it will be Sunday morning. Well, it's Saturday out in Vegas.
It's always Saturday in Vegas, from what they say.
Do they say that? I mean, I agree with the sentiment that you're throwing down.
I just totally made that up. I'm winging it over here.
I know what you're saying. A Thursday night in Las Vegas feels like a Saturday night.
Exactly. You're not getting up to go to work the next day if you're hanging out on a Thursday at Vegas, all right?
No, I know 239. Crazy. All heads. Four flips in a row. All heads.
What are the odds of that?
50%. Yeah. No, I don't think so.
No,
it's not. I know.
All right. Coming up, the latest on the NFL collective bargaining agreement, which may be voted on this weekend. Perhaps. We'll find out. So stay with us as we continue on a Friday, and then Wikipedia around the corner. Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
99.3 ESPN. We know football. One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Scheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Friday. Just got done with the pigskin picks. Apparently, Chris, who decided to do his pigskin picks via the flip of a coin.
All year.
Five heads in a row for the four picks, because you did a dime and a...
And a penny, yeah.
The statistical odds of that happening are low.
6.5 or 6.25%. 920 called up during the break and let me know that, so thank you.
Boston Pops texting in. He said he put 20 Skittles on the dimes picks that you were doing, four-game parlay for 250.
Let's hope home fans leave happy this week, and you'll be happy too, Boston.
Yeah. All right, I got a question for you guys, football-related and TV-related, because, Pete, you watch a lot of TV. HBO, what is Westworld? Because Marshawn Lynch is now going to have a significant role in this series. Is it a series, I take it?
It's a series on HBO. I haven't watched it.
Is it set in the future?
I don't know.
Kind of. So the way I haven't watched it again, so this is a very basic description of the show.
Yes.
Set in the future, but I guess that there's this alternate world that you can pay to go into.
Yes.
Westworld.
Right.
And this is like a Western town in America set in like the 1800s. Kind of lawless, where you can go and do anything you want as like an avatar. Nothing would happen to you, but you know.
Oh, it's not real.
It's not real, yeah. No. But and then I know that the storyline goes from there, like some of the avatars start coming to life or whatever. But anyway, that's like a basic premise of the show as I understood it when it started.
Marshawn Lynch in the Wild Wild West doesn't add up for me, if that's what this is.
No, this is futuristic. I'm looking at
it's futuristic, but it's in the past out in the Wild Wild West in the 1800s.
Yeah, I'm looking at
worlds are colliding
Wild Wild
here.
West. I'm looking at robots. I'm looking at like cyborg type stuff. It doesn't start till March 15th.
And if you die as an avatar, you die, right? In real life, if you're underneath.
The spaceships.
The way I understand it is if you're in this world, you're the only living thing.
Huh.
So you can't die.
Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad, Jesse, he's in this.
Oh, okay, here we go. It's an amusement park. You go as yourself, but the robots aren't real.
Okay.
Okay, well, so I guess people do get hurt.
I just saw a robot putting on like human flesh.
Okay, I don't watch it, so I don't.
Liam Perrin says it's a great show. I'm reading his text.
Aaron Paul, I like a lot. Seems like a good cast. That's interesting.
I just wanted you to watch more television.
Luke Hemsworth is together with Jeffrey Wright. Who else is in this? Aaron Paul, as I said. Looks good.
All right.
I have to check it out. I have it. I have the series, the first two.
I guess Marshawn Lynch is done playing football. Now he's an actor.
Well, apparently on his but is Beast Mode a good guy or a villain? Does he have a speaking role?
I don't know.
Or is he silent for it? HBO execs wouldn't reveal much about Lynch's role.
It says he has a major part, so it's not like a cameo.
Expect to have a fun and pretty substantial role as he veers from his football persona.
Hmm. All right.
Hmm.
Stay tuned on HBO. Again, another thing I don't get.
I do.
I just don't get it.
I get these.
Yeah.
It looks pretty cool.
Run Through the Jungle also says it's a great show. So we've got two thumbs up so far from Liam Perrins and Run Through the Jungle.
I'm glad Aaron Paul gets another hit. He is so good in Breaking Bad.
Yeah. All right. Very good. 239-337 ESPN. 239-337-3776.
I don't know how Beast Mode's going to fit in it.
Is he going to? Yeah, is he going
to? I guess that the robots have escaped.
Philly Kevin says, hey, Pete, do you think Manifest is going to be about aliens at the end? I will be highly disappointed. I thought it was a real good episode of the last three again last night. I watched them the next there's some divine something, you know.
Sarasota Charles, this is a monumental misrepresentation of the show. Sorry, I kind of threw the disclaimer out. I don't watch it. That's the way I thought it was.
Iowa Hawkeye has a description. He said, Westworld is based in the future. It's an amusement park with robots. I think that's we've said that so far. And you have, if you have fantasies of doing bad
sexual
things,
acts,
I guess you could do that in this. Okay.
I don't think this would be for me.
Then robots start to gain consciousness through learning from the humans around them, and some of them start to be bad and stuff like that. Okay.
I guess that the robots figure out that they're robots. The artificial intelligence becomes intelligent.
Okay.
Sounds like a Borg in Star Trek.
I don't know. Okay. Let's just move on.
Anyway, Dobie says Craig didn't watch Game of Thrones. He's not going to watch Westworld.
I know.
Probably fact. Yeah.
If he does, he'll start with season three.
What is season three, I think?
It starts doesn't start until March 15th.
No, but I believe this is season three.
You're right.
So this is about the time I should pick it up.
Right. Sure.
Speaking of TV, Pete Shepard, you have some information on TV deals for the NFL?
Yeah, I got a couple. Two lists here real quick.
A list?
Two lists. Yeah. They're short lists, but they're...
hey, Chris, we're going to do a list when we come back.
Nevertheless.
Okay,
well,
guys.
Awesome. I just came stumbled across this 2 seconds before we came back on the air.
And now, a list.
Do I know a CBA expiration date list first or current NFL TV deal list first?
TV.
All right. Current NFL TV deals. Reported annual earnings. NFL, $1.5 billion from AT&T and DirecTV. $1.1 billion from Fox. $1 billion from ESPN.
For those crap games on Monday night?
$1 billion from CBS.
Good grief.
And $950 million from NBC. All deals run through 2022 with the exception of ESPN, which expires after 2021.
Sunday Night Football is less than $1 billion?
Yep. Yeah,
they got a good deal.
They got a steal on that.
Yep.
I mean, that is consistently the highest rated television show every single year.
They may have been the first ones to sign on this deal,
yes.
And then it kept going up.
Yes.
Afterward.
If I'm ESPN, I'm pissed.
Well, ESPN historically has overpaid for every broadcast right they've ever had.
Not Big East basketball, but I get you.
Okay.
CBA expiration dates. CBA expiration. NFL, February of 2021. MLB, December of 2021. NHL, September of 2022. NBA, June of 2024, with a mutual opt-out in 2023.
What about the MLS?
Nobody cares.
There is no TV deal for that, Chris.
Yeah. Yes, there is.
Is there?
Yes.
Saturday mornings?
ESPN, ABC.
On Fox and ESPN.
I've never seen it.
Probably very similar to the deal the XFL has.
I've never seen it.
28,000 expected in St. Louis for the Battlehawks game this week against.
Oh, people are excited Guardians. About the MLS this year.
Except in Tampa.
No, XFL.
Oh, are we talking? I'm confused. You're talking XFL and you're talking MLS.
I meant MLS. Did I say XFL?
You said XFL.
No, I mean MLS. People are excited for the MLS this season.
Will it outdraw the XFL?
25 years total. Yes.
No, I mean per game. Will you get like 30,000 people at an MLS?
It depends on the market. Yeah, Seattle will get that easily. Yeah. Atlanta fits like 40 in.
Really?
The Mercedes-Benz Dome for their games. Orlando does nice. Not great. LAFC and the Galaxy are both really big draws in that market. It's more of a West Coast thing, honestly.
Really?
Soccer is, yeah.
Have you gotten your Miami? What is this Miami team called?
Inter Miami. Mm.
What?
Inter.
Inter Miami?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Inter Miami, what? Like the Miami
it's a play on,
Solar Bears?
Yeah, it's like it's Internacional, so it's like an international club.
So they don't even have a name?
It's Inter Miami. Like, it's so, like, does Manchester United have a name? No,
like
it's Manchester United.
Inter Detroit.
Right. Like MLS, when MLS started, like, they gave the team names the Chicago Fire, the Columbus Crew,
Houston Dynamo.
The Houston Dynamo, exactly. But now
so
they're
Miami's name.
But the newer teams that have come into the league, they've kind of scrapped that and they've gone to more of like the European model where it's just the city name. It's Inter Miami.
Why?
It's Orlando SC. It's LAFC. It's like, so that's the way that they're going with the MLS.
Because, okay, let's say they're trying to get me, like the fringe guy.
Impossible.
You're not the fringe guy, as we've established. You're baseball or you're basketball and football guy.
Okay, so if I, if they're trying to get me, is it too confusing for a guy like me to have two names? Is it like Miami Miracle? Or
yeah, like they just
stick with Craig can remember Miami. Let's not confuse.
They've kind of scrapped that. Like it's just okay. There's no reason to have a mascot because that's
horrible.
Not the way that soccer on a worldwide stage is consumed.
Okay,
it's consumed. The soccer fan is used to Atlanta United. That's the team. I don't need to know that they're
pass
the
me
Red
that
Hawks.
Hammer and those nails so I can drill them into my face and
the
hot sauce that I put.
I can't understand how
eyes.
You're not excited about a new upcoming league. Think about it. It's been around a quarter of the time football's been around professionally.
That's shocking. I'm trying to get on board with the XFL. I don't have the bandwidth to do XFL and
pass
MLS.
Pass me that sriracha mustard pickle juice so I can inhale it. Maybe I'll die right here.
I know people don't like soccer, but it's just, I like it. And I have a microphone and a button.
All right.
And you did ask the question.
I did not. I apologize to our audience.
Nashville's another new team coming into the league this year. They'll get it to the point where it's a European model for the MLS, where they have a division, they have a top, top league and then a secondary league.
Or C channel.
No, I think that you guys really care about this sort of thing. I think.
Nobody cares about the MLS. Nobody. Nobody cares.
239, I'm aware that European clubs have mascots, but they're not called the Manchester United Red Devils. They're called Manchester United. That's just the way it is.
But their mascots are Red Devils?
You can accept it. You can try to think that you're smarter than me with soccer. You're not. Dude, you're just not.
Shove wasabi in my eyes.
So yeah, add some wasabi to my sriracha mustard.
Is Manchester United a
stop
a,
it?
This is how damn confusing soccer is.
So Manchester United has all soccer.
Do they have the mascot called the Red Devils?
No, they're not called the Red Devils.
Do they have a Red Devil?
They
as
have
a
mascot that is a Red Devil.
What that makes zero sense. You realize?
In the American sense, yes, you're correct. But every soccer team has a crest, right? They have a shield. In that shield will most of the time be some sort of animal.
Okay.
Right? So like Manchester United has a devil in it. So they're the Red Devils.
Okay. None of it makes sense.
I know.
Because every time I turn on a TV, I can't tell who's who. Meanwhile, I've got bad news coming to me here. I got a text my wife just sent me. She said, I literally thought there was someone with a leaf blower outside the house.
Uh-oh.
Turns out it was our refrigerator.
Oh, no.
Making that loud of a noise.
Oh, no.
That's not. There's $2,000. Awesome.
Oh, no. Is it the refrigerator? Is the ice machine maybe busted? Or
It's. I told you after I got my stove that my wife ruined, I was going to. Remember, I've already gotten an upgrade on the dishwasher, stove, and microwave. The refrigerator's next. It sounds like the date just got sped up. It's going to happen sooner than later.
Talk more soccer.
NFLPA statement on collective bargaining. Hard pivot. Today, the NFLPA Board of Player Reps did not take a vote on the principal term of a proposed new collective bargaining agreement. Our player leadership looks forward to meeting with NFL management again next week before the board takes a vote shortly after.
Okay.
Thank God for that.
Got to read some of these texts. First of all, 239 says, good job, Chris. There are a bunch of us who do care. Let's see. Where was the other? Soup. Soup's got the text.
I got
of the
a
day.
Few favorite ones.
I'd rather poop,
I'd
in,
rather
my
poop
hands.
In my hands and clap than hear more soccer talk. Cougar Hunter. Bleep Craig has lost his bleep.
Reese's Genius, don't be so close-minded to think soccer is an interesting worldwide. Reese's Genius, when World Cup comes around, I will be as big a fan to talk soccer as anybody.
Got the Euros.
World Cup.
Got the Euros this summer.
4 years, I like talking about the World Cup and soccer. The rest of it,
Marcus Rashford,
just
big question mark for the three Lions this summer. That's England.
The Lions?
The three Lions. Their crest has three Lions on it.
Three times as bad as the Detroit Lions, by any chance?
Aren't the Bills fan, Craig's refrigerator is more exciting than soccer. Do you think your wife didn't break the refrigerator?
Oh, I got plenty of soccer friends
out here. Oh, you think she broke
it
on purpose to get a new one?
No.
No.
I think you
do. It's been making noises lately. It's like my stomach after I have too much ice cream at midnight.
Oh, that's the worst. I've gotten in this nasty habit the last few nights, doing a high-fiber cereal before I go to bed.
Oh, why?
Just a terrible move. I wake up at 6 and it's like,
oh, God. Do you wake your wife up during the
no
night?
No alarm needed to wake up.
Oh, no. It's awful.
All right, good times, I think.
A little quid. First it's a stove, then it's the refrigerator. Wait until it's summertime and your AC goes down. Oh, that boy.
Yeah, good times. All right, it is a quarter till 5 o'clock on a Friday. You know what
is
that means?
Is your food going bad?
No, it's still cold. Oh. It just makes noise. Lots of loud noise. periodically. It's not constant. time now to play Wikipedia. Chris tells me there's a big fight tomorrow, so we're going to do boxing trivia, and we're looking for caller number 9.
Unbelievable. I'm the cultured one on this show. You know what? Hold on. I'm not going to put Pete in that ring with you to keep the boxing analogy going.
All I know is in a four-hour show, three of the 4 hours, the amount of soccer and boxing you've rammed down our throats today has been a significant percentage of the airtime. I just want to talk football collective bargaining agreement today.
We'll get back to at 5 o'clock.
My weekend plans.
We tried that, and Pete ended up reading legal jargon for what felt like 35 minutes.
Well, I
likes to get in the weeds.
He's a weeds guy.
I like to keep it pithy.
I like to give you the information first.
Good.
So you can dissect and analyze
Section 6.5.3.0.
No, Section 6.01 and 6.02, 6.03.
Caller 9.
239-337 ESPN. 239-337-3776. Take on Pete Shepard in Wikipedia.
No, I'm not playing now.
Fine, I'll answer the boxing questions. That should go smooth. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Geico agents, call or visit yours today.
Heard of the job? Dial #529 on your cell. #law, that's all.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia. Brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. Moe's caters tailgate parties, retirement, and office parties. We cater any event. Wheel Southwest delivered. Visit Moe's.com/catering or call 239-384-3387. Welcome to Moe's Catering.
Welcome to Moe's. Welcome to Sheeman and Shepherd. Andre in Fort Myers. Andre, how are you?
Andre.
Very good. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. Good. How old are you, Andre?
I am 39 years old.
What do you do for a living?
I work for a building supply company.
All right.
Like yours.
Awesome. And are you a boxing fan?
Kind of. Here and there.
All right. This should go well.
More
I feel
than
it.
Pete.
I feel it. All right. We got a big fight this weekend between Wilder and Fury, so we decided to do boxing trivia.
They're easy.
All okay. right. Here we go. First one to three correct answers is a winner. Andre, whose ear was partially bitten off by Mike Tyson?
Evander Holyfield.
Yeah.
Correct.
Tastes like chicken.
Not loud enough.
All right, Pete Shepard.
Yes.
Did you just say tastes like chicken?
Lots of everybody says when you do anything they don't like is
what you were thinking, but yeah.
All right. Pete, what medal did Cassius Clay win in the 1960s Olympics? There's only three answers.
I know. I'm trying to think.
Flip a coin.
gold?
Yes.
Yeah.
Andre, who gave George Foreman his first career loss?
Muhammad Ali.
Correct.
Yes.
Andre with a 2-1 lead. Pete Shepard.
Yes. Couple boxing experts here, huh?
Yes, yes.
Yep.
Who, Pete Shepard, did Mike Tyson suffer his first defeat to?
James Buster Douglas.
Fact. All right, we have a 2-2 tie. This one is for Andre, and if he gets it right, he gets the win. Who is known as the Golden Boy?
Oscar De La Hoya.
Yeah! There were no wrong answers today.
Wow, outstanding.
Flawless. Nice job, Andre.
Thank you very
much. Great job, Andre.
All right, stay on hold. Chris will take care of you. Have a nice weekend, man. Appreciate it.
You too. Thank you, guys, for everything. Appreciate it.
How about that? No wrong answers between the two of you. All right, here's I have three more.
Okay.
What is the minimum weight of the heavyweight class?
That's a good question.
Um, 185? No. It is, you got to be 200.
Wrong.
No, Rocky was 190.
Yeah, that's changed since Rocky.
That has changed.
Those movies came out 30 years ago.
Rocky was spelt. Then you have a little beef.
Those are 40 years ago, damn near, right?
Yeah. Well, he started the first one. Rocky 1 is like 1977 or something.
No, 76 is the first Rocky.
76? Wow.
First Rocky. Oscar for Best Picture.
45 years.
I'm surprised they're not in black and white.
Seriously.
Did they have sound?
How'd they have HD?
Great movie.
They did not have HD.
Yeah, they did.
In 1976?
No, I'm pretty sure they did.
No. HD?
No.
Maybe after a venereal disease.
In fact, I hate watching an old highlight that clearly is not in HD.
A lot of them have been, quote unquote, remastered.
Yeah.
So,
all right. What boxing promoters?
So 200 is the answer?
200 is the correct answer.
Okay.
What boxing promoter's favorite expression was, only in America?
Oh, for God, Don King.
Met him a couple times.
Nice hair.
Nice in person.
Always nice?
Always falls like
very,
you.
Very.
No, hair.
Oh.
Terrible hair, right?
Always looks like he jumped out of a building.
It was his thing.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
He was like the Kramer of
always had a
boxing.
Cigar, right?
Yeah. Not usually. No.
What
sometimes.
He usually wears is the most expensive jean jacket you'll ever see with it's bedazzled with an American flag on the back. Mm-hmm. And
man, that needs to make a comeback.
Bedazzling?
No, the denim jacket.
Do you have one in a closet somewhere? Let's see here. What Mexican boxing champ lost for the first time to little-known Frankie Randall?
Yep.
I don't want to overthink it again.
How could that be possible?
Oh!
We got it.
It's not Pacquiao. It's It's
Mexican boxer.
No, I know it's. Say that again. What's the question?
You're stalling.
Ruiz?
What Mexican
boxer? He is Mexican, you're right.
Yeah.
Lost for the first time, little known.
Chavez, right?
Yes, yeah, Julio Cesar Chavez.
Yeah, sorry.
Yes, Rock Chalk, Don King is still alive. I looked it up today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. All right, the Zany.
That's it?
5 o'clock. Well, there's eight questions right there.
Oh, all right.
Nobody got any wrong, really.
I know, man.
I mean, you kind of did, but you kind of did.
Couple boxing experts that we got on the show. He's going to be breaking down the Fury-Wilder fight next hour, right?
No, we like listeners.
They're going to be hit very, very hard. That's my
analysis. Especially Wilder, who hits harder than the
Do you think it goes the distance?
No, not heavyweights.
It did last time they fought.
Somebody's getting a split decision.
Somebody's getting
clocked. I mean, it was a draw. You know how hard it is to get a draw in heavyweights?
Very.
I mean, when you want to set up a second fight, is it that hard?
Oh.
Which is inevitably going to set up what?
It's the fix in.
A fight number three.
The fix is in. All right. We'll update our Twin Peaks Twitter poll. The Zany 5 o'clock hour on a Friday. Oh, dang it. That means Miley Cyrus is next. All right. Hell of a tease. Sheeman and Shepard. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.